hope that's not a call from God. Maybe I should hope that it is. What is your calling? As a request, I'm going to ask that if there is a symbol, a trinket, an item that in some way symbolizes the work that you do and love, be it your vocation in life, be it your daily job, or be it a hobby that you enjoy, something that affirms and fulfills you when you do it, if there is a symbol that you can share with us, bring to our service next Sunday, we'll mention it. I will mention it. Let the office know that you're planning to bring it, and we will make room in the service to just celebrate the work, the hobby, the activity that you love to do. What is your calling? By this I mean, what do you love doing more than anything else? If you had the time and resources to do what you enjoy most, what would you do? Would it be something you did alone or something you prefer to do in the company of others? Is it something you associate more with leisure time as a hobby? Or is it a job that is most enjoyable to you, and the fact that you get paid for it only enhances your enjoyment? Anything in which you feel most excited and passionate about, that causes you to feel most alive and fulfilled in your soul, in your life, is something of which you should do more and devote the major portion of your waking hours pursuing, because that, in my estimation, is your calling. If such activity causes you to feel most alive and at home in your soul, in your being, then the same will certainly affect the way you relate to others and provide the means by which you become more humane and more of a healing presence in the lives of others. Such activity is like a needed companion or lover, without which you feel enormously lacking, without which you feel enormously disabled. The refrain of James Taylor's song, "Something in the Way She Moves," conveys that feeling. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now almost all the time. And if I'm well, you can tell she's been with me now. She's been with me now almost all the time, and I feel fine. Now, while Taylor is referring to a female lover or companion, possibly Carly Simon or maybe even Carole King, a comparable feeling is felt when you're surrounded by the life and work you enjoy doing. The feeling of wholeness and purpose and pleasure and peace, the life in which you live and work that brings you excitement, that challenges you, but challenges you in a positive sort of way, is the responsibility and objective of the church to its members. So that by the life and work we live and love and convey, we create a space of healing and attract others to our life and affirmation in Christ. However, The sense of peace and joy and fulfillment in the work we do and the life we live seems to contradict what we heard in today's scripture lesson from the Gospel of Luke, where Jesus says, if those who come to me do not hate their own father or mother or children or brother or sister, even do not hate their own life, they cannot be my disciples. What does Jesus mean by this? Certainly, the religious movement that Jesus founded was a radical departure from the religious norms of his day and required his followers an unwavering devotion to the cause he pursued and the cause he embodied. A devotion that often divided families and asked each individual, what is the cost you're willing to sacrifice for the life that affirms and fulfills you? In every age of our nation, we have had to weigh the cost of our sense of calling to life-affirming causes. The revolution divided families along lines loyal to either severing ties with or remaining loyal to Britain. The abolitionist movement divided families and the entire nation along lines loyal to either severing ties with or remaining loyal to the institution of slavery. The list of controversial issues dividing families and loved ones goes on and on and on, including the civil rights movement, including women's suffrage, including the LGBT rights movement, including even today, the rights of refugees and immigrants. All of these issues pertain to the quality of life entitled to groups and to individuals. And the positions we take pertaining these issues affect the quality of life we live in relation to others. You might imagine the dilemma of many Muslim Americans living among us today, the dilemma they face if they suspect friends or loved ones involved in radical fringe activities of their faith that might endanger the security of our nation and the freedoms they themselves experience as American citizens. All life-affirming choices, all life-affirming choices we make come with a negative consequence. And that's why Jesus requires us to first consider the cost of discipleship before choosing to follow him. Consider both the positive and negative ramifications of our actions, of those things that we love, before we commit to following that which most affirms our life. What is your calling? What is your calling? What is the life-affirming and fulfilling work that you love over anything else, and that costs, what cost are you willing to make to pursue your calling? What priorities are you willing to give to pursue your calling? Or to put it another way, how sacred is that calling to you? How sacred is that calling to you? In college, a friend and I were involved in speaking engagements on behalf of the college that placed us before successful and affluent alumni. During a break in one of these programs, we rushed to the restroom to relieve ourselves. And as we were washing up, One such alumnus exited one of the stalls and inquired of our plans after college. I informed him of my interest in theological education and ministry, while my friend shared his plans of pursuing a career in law. He then proceeded to belittle our pursuits while grandstanding about a business venture he recently completed that afforded him a whole lot of money, after which he pulled out of his wallet $100 bill and said, "Gentlemen, this is the future." And he left. My friend and I stood there not quite believing what we just encountered, but he managed to say what I was too embarrassed to admit. He said, "It seems that what I just flushed down the toilet just crawled back up and walked out the door." Brothers and sisters, the Bible never says that money is the root of all evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil. A life fulfilled only by the acquisition of wealth, with little consideration of how it might be used to aid the needy, is not a calling, but a curse, to which Jesus instructs us, "What does it profit to gain the whole world and lose your soul?" It is the exciting and challenging commission of this church to help you discover your gifts, your vision, your calling, that which is most affirming and fulfilling to your life and to your soul, so that you may acknowledge the calling of God upon your life and know that you are a better person in proximity to your calling, as is one who is in relationship with the person he or she loves most of all. "And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now almost all the time. And if I'm well, you can tell she's been with me now. She's been with me now almost all the time. And I feel fine."